teachers, sitting in the bleachers, waiting for my time. Crushes on all the student teachers. Crushes on, crushes on. Crashes on, crashes on, crashes on.
something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something every day, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday. You heard that right, Monday. From 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Who doesn't love music? Join the weekly discussion at the CJSF Record Club with other music aficionados checking out new releases and forgotten classics, exploring and learning about genres and loving music. Every Thursday at CJSF Burnaby from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. Listen, learn, and share.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You have been tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. In the last set, you heard Oliver Knight with Vibes, and that was featuring Kaya Faya. Then Begonia gave us Marigold, and that was the Sun Sun remix. I quite like that remix. And after that, we had Bronson. Bronson ended the set with Know Me, and that was featuring Gallant on that track. Next up, I have an interview that I did also about a week ago or so, and that was with Aaron Rosenberg, and we chatted about a community building project called the Orcar. So let's take a listen.
My name is Nicole Hines, and I am here with Aaron Rosenberg, and I'm so excited about this because we're going to be talking about a community building project called Orcar, and that involves turning a decommissioned diesel truck into an 18-foot glowing orca. So, Aaron, thank you so much for joining me on CJSF. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nicole. Thanks for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. No worries at all. I'm really excited to hear more about this project. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Orcar?
So the Orcar is part car, part orca whale. It's a life-size metal orca whale on an old truck. It's a mobile art installation and interactive experience for people at festivals, in the public, and anyone curious about orca conservation.
Wow. Okay. So, like I mentioned, you know, you're basically turning a decommissioned diesel truck into this beautiful orca. So how many people have been working on this, and like how often did you gather?
So it was built over 3 months at the Create Makerspace in Squamish. There was 30 of us working together on it as part of the Create Public Art program, learning different skills, design, metalwork, woodwork. And we worked really hard to bring this huge creature to life in that short time.
Yeah, that's so wild. And like, how did people find out about this? Like, I mean, you know, and what's the makeup of the group? Is it like artists?
So most people were new to art and new to making stuff in general. Part of the project was taking classes like metalwork and woodwork to learn the skills and then have a big project to contribute on together.
That is incredible. Like, that's so crazy. And then this pretty much started in Squamish, correct?
That's right.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So if I wanted to learn a little bit more about the orca, and you mentioned that, you know, you guys would be at festivals and stuff like that, like where would I go in the online suite?
So we can be found online on our website, orcar.art. That's orcar.art. And it's also our Instagram handle. We're posting stories when we're driving around. You'll see us driving through Vancouver, Squamish, Merritt for Base Coast next week. Nice. So we've got a lot of fun events lined up this summer, and we're also looking for more opportunities to bring the Orcar to people that are curious about orcas, about giant glowing art installations. So definitely reach out to us if you'd like to see the Orcar, you know, at your event.
Absolutely. And what is like one of the things that you're most excited about when you think about the Orcar?
So the story of the Orcar is a story of transformation. It's transforming an old truck into a creature that's threatened by industrialization. But it's also a story about how we can transform as a society from one of consumption to regeneration. So what I'm most excited about is what people might feel when they come into contact with the Orcar. Hopeful, inspired, awestruck, and humbled at the power of a real life-size orca in your midst.
Yes, I love it. Okay, so I've checked out the website, guys, and I noticed that, because you mentioned Base Coast, I know you're going to be at like a couple other festivals, and definitely you're going to be at Burning Man, right?
It's definitely an important step on our journey. I think Burning Man is one of the inspirations for the Orcar. One thing that's special about having a mobile art installation is that you can invite people onto it to really get close and interact with the art. And Burning Man's a great example of that. But for us, we're really bringing part of that Burning Man ethos to BC, to the West Coast, and to some of the events that we cherish most.
Love it. Okay. And one thing I wanted to point is that I noticed that there was a demo day that you guys will be happening in July. Can you talk a little bit about demo day and what folks can expect if they, you know, show up for it?
Totally. And I'm really glad you mentioned this, Nicole, because the Orcar was created as part of a public art boot camp of sorts in Squamish. And all the groups that built art installations are showing them off at a really cool gallery night in Squamish. It's on July 18th. It's totally free, and it's hosted at the makerspace where these projects were built. So you can expect some beverages, some cool lighting, some music, and a chance to walk around the space and interact with a bunch of really cool installations and their creators. And it's totally free.
Okay, I love that, guys. Free. I love to say free 99. Take out the 99. It's completely free, guys. So I am definitely going to be putting the link to the website, which would include details about Demo Day as well. So you can get all of the info there. Is there anything that you might not have shared that you want to share? Because this is the time.
Well, one inspiration for this is just how can we help protect orca whales? They're a keystone species. They're a totemic animal from where we live. And I just want to say that, you know, the three most important things we can do is to support Chinook salmon, reduce pollution in the oceans, and reduce noise. So when you think about, you know, protecting our oceans and protecting orcas, those are the actionable things that we can do to support their recovery and really protect this environment that we're so lucky to be a part of.
See, that is why I asked that question. What a wonderful, wonderful comment there. I appreciate that. If you wouldn't mind plugging the website again so that, you know, if people want to get more information and maybe if, you know, there's a festival that they're, you know, producing and they want to connect with you, where should they go again, please?
You can find us orcar.art. That's a website, and it's our Instagram handle.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Erin. I navigated through the website. I took a look at, there's like some video guides when you go to the website, so you can actually see what it looks like. And it is pretty awesome because not only, I think it fits like, 20 people?
That's right.
Roughly, but it's also, I don't know if you wanted to like chat real quick about like the lighting aspect of the piece.
Sure, yeah. The lighting is one of the standout features. There's over 7,000 individually programmable LEDs on it. So the whole whale can play different patterns and effects, lighting moving around the tail, the dorsal fin, the pectoral fins, the eye patches, everything lights up. So transforming from day to night is another story about the Orcar. And if you're lucky enough to see it at night at an event, it's really going to amaze you because our lighting show is of another world.
Well, Aaron, I want to thank you again for hanging out with me for a minute and talking about the Orcar. And I'm hoping that people, you know, are just as intrigued as I am. And if they can't make their way up to Squamish, that they get a chance to check you out at a festival of this summer.
I appreciate the time. And, you know, shout out to you, Nicole, for featuring our projects on the radio. I think the more we can bring the art to the people and let them know about all the cool creative stuff going on in our community, the better.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, thank you so much, Aaron.
Thanks. Have a great one.
And Demo Day is going to be on July 18th at the Creator Makerspace in Squamish. So if you are in the area or want to head over to Squamish, it is a free event, which is always incredible to hear. And they will also be at the Squamish Arts Festival on August 8th, as well as in 2027, August 30th to September 7th, they are going to be at Burning Man, and that's going to be in Black Rock City, Nevada. So to stay up to date or to just kind of see where they are or even to invite them to an event that you might be producing, head over to www.orcar.art. And now I'm going to get into my last musical set. This time it's starting off with an artist by the name of Dope Gang.
Tu m'as laissé sur le réseau, j'ai FaceTime. T'étais en ligne à deux minutes. T'as posé une story, toi une chute. T'as dit, j'ai pas fait la chose. J'ai juste un post sur ton timeline. Doom scrolling, 4 in the morning. Thirst traps, TikTok, got me horny. Are you rush? Put me corner of a truck. C'est correct si tu veux pas. But you're a real guy. Ring, ring, pick up the phone. Ring, ring, what's up, hello?
Can't come about when man dey in on me. When no like them colonial regime, nah, me. Ethiopian, no like Mussolini, nah, mean. Me queen of Iraq and come in, nah, mean. And jump on me big trampoline, nah, mean. And boost up our self-esteem, nah, mean. If I want the home and kitchen so clean, nah, mean. And which recipe that I steam, nah, mean. The lyrics, them a flow like a stream, nah, mean. Make you feel like you're living in a dream, nah, mean. It come to the crap, man, a cream, nah, mean. It come to discipline, man, a dean, nah, mean. Me tougher than a home and a machine, nah, mean. We stepping, we fresh and we clean, nah, mean. I burn the stink, I stop green, nah, mean. Better listen up, careful and keen, nah, mean. I poop on as a rock and coming.
We celebrate like I finished probation, boy, boy. Not head with no chaser, boy, boy. From the mouth, I can spit out a razor, boy, boy. Open up your facial like your boy, Roy, in his prime. Eat food, dinner time, junior gong, past beginners. Handle business, black velvet, sippers. Females never been as farewell, they with us. Cause we arrive on a scene just like a high beam, nah, I mean. Don't let us have to make the nine scream, nah, I mean. At your racial police, ain't regime, nah, I mean. Spiritual well like an Elohim, nah, I mean. In a casino or a yacht, wherever I'm seen, my brothers and sisters are never forgotten, nah, I mean. Don't wanna hear another soldier drop, nah, I mean. Another dope addict is shot with the morphine. And feds are indicting my block, nah, I mean. They wearing reds from their shoes to their top, nah, I mean. I'm wishing that all the violence would stop, nah, I mean.
When I like this song, I'm sorry, nah, I mean. And some boy soft like ice cream, nah, I mean. From my boy, make the feds intervene, nah, I mean. We send a word, go take him trapping, nah, I mean. Parabellum, them are each up in a spleen, nah, I mean. In a Queen's gunman reign supreme, nah, I mean. Kingstonians are real blood fiends, nah, I mean. The world is a big crime scene, nah, I mean.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
Yo, Mr. President.
What you doing for my residence?
What you doing with my residence?
Yo, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Minister.
Why you being sinister? Hey.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
Yo, yo, Mr. President.
What you doing for my residence?
What you doing with my residence?
Yo, Mr. Minister.
Mr. Minister.
Why you being sinister?
Someone in a real buffalo in a Rastafari regime. Bush bungalow where me dwell with my queen. Trash to the bone in a camouflage green. Look for them where can't go the places we've been. Look for them where can't see the sights where we've seen. That's why them face all a twist up and a lean, I mean. They better mind we kick it off clean, I mean. Man a gangster just like Yamdeen. That mean them can't serve Congo jet quotes up in, I mean. And who you want come in convene, I mean. Attorney of Iraq and come in, I mean. Me pocket them green like Sperling, I mean. Me regular fly out and fly in, I mean. The stadium park like sardine, I mean. Can't guess what's speed up as the world need caffeine. Run out of retin antihistamine. Watch over golem come in like Listerine. You think I lie way better than Al Pacino, I mean.
It's genocide, it's a genocide. It's a genocide, it's a genocide. Fifth floor cooking raw, had my own supply. Cause of capitalist ways, that was back in the days. So now I do rap and it pays.
Please enjoy 30 seconds of nature, brought to you by Ducks Unlimited Canada. Learn how you can experience nature in your community at ducks.ca.
And just like that, we are at the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby. I am your host, and you know that you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram. The handle is at Beats and Eats BC, or you can always send a text to 778-782-2573 to, you know, let me know if you enjoy what you're listening to. Next up, Sebastian is here with an open mic show, but before I go, I am going to be playing a track called The View. It is by Kay Riz, Bubby Lewis, and Janelle Martins. See you next week.
to the moon. We can watch the earth explode. I've been searching. My tracks, I gotta stop there. Let's get beyond your surface. Feel like it must be worth the coldest of hearts before you. My world was dark before you. Walked in, now I want more you. Changed my direction for you. Give you my solace. You're vibrant, there's something about you. I can't control it. Just want you to my selfish. Can't be nobody else's. Yes, you can call me selfish, baby, but I can't help it.